So remember, awareness based meditation is just to develop this inner awareness or mindfulness within us. We have a nature which is already ever mindful in the state of sati or awareness. But the reason why we are incapable of having it or realizing it is because we think a lot. We have a lot of heedless thinking, born of mental hindrance. There are basically five mental hindrances that hinders our mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness, is taught by Lord Buddha. And the reason for this is we lack the five opposite spiritual faculties. That's why in cultivation, you need to develop this spiritual faculty to root out the mental hindrance. So these spiritual faculties are Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. And you have to develop it through an understanding, the understanding of who the Buddha is and what his teaching is and how unique a being he is. And for us to have this condition, to have the Buddha as our refuge teacher, as our guide, we should be full of gratitude and we should have great respect for such a great being. Yeah, he is not just a fully enlightened being. You can say he is the wisest and most virtuous being ever to be born during his time. That's why that makes him very unique. Then his teaching can liberate our mind and causes such awakening so that we don't have to suffer anymore. So this type of teaching is very unique, very rare, because it is capable of transforming living beings and awaken their nature so that they will not be deluded anymore. They will not be deceived by the phenomenal world of form and consciousness. So all this will strengthen your faith in the Buddha and his teaching. Then with faith, you will be able to determine strongly to go this way. That's why when you do that, that spiritual tenacity or virya will arise, because you see the importance of this teaching and you understand the beauty of such teaching. And because of that, Sada and Virya will bring forth the cultivation, the way. Yes, when you have faith and you diligently train or cultivate your mind to develop the awareness nature within. And that awareness nature is basically mindfulness or sati. Our nature without thought is already in sati. So what we need to do is we need to relax body and mind, be completely at ease, and don't try to know and don't try to do anything, just silent. Relax, silent, maintain awareness. When you are silent, you don't think, you just maintain awareness. But the problem with human beings is they don't have the spiritual faculties. So the mental hindrances are very strong. So this one creates the mental hindrance that hinders your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness. That's why you cannot have that type of meditative mind. So what normally people do is they will use all the various skillful means, methods and techniques to anchor their mind so that it does not wander off, so that they can actually force it not to think, not to wander and become heedless. So without proper understanding, they have no choice. That's why they come out with method, technique, and skillful mean. Actually, the purpose is to anchor the mind, to develop mindfulness, to stabilize it. But it has been forgotten. People have lost that understanding. So what they do is say they go and focus, concentrate, and develop what they call energy field to force the thought not to think, not to wander, which means they fix it to the object of meditation by anchoring the mind to that object of meditation. So when they do that, they either do one-pointedness or they develop mindfulness over the object of meditation. But most people who don't understand, they go into concentration, one-pointedness, and absorption. Where this is also one of the easiest way to force the mind, to anchor the mind, so that it does not think, does not wander off. But all this is thought-based, not awareness-based. So if you do this, you are actually suppressing the thought, controlling the thought, and causing problem to your thought process. But initially, when you are, determined enough to train that mind until it does not think, then somehow you will bring forth some form of calmness, because the mind that is in concentration and does not think is very calm, very peaceful. But the mind is such, wherever you fix it, the energy will build up. So when the energy build up, they don't know what to do. Some who have the understanding, they will relax into it and radiate it out through loving kindness or metta. Some, they go and focus, concentrate, and develop all the jhanic state, or what we call energy field, to develop other type of possibility. And most of the time, they go into psychic abilities. That's how that type of meditation comes about. So all this is just an explanation of what has happened to the so-called Buddhist meditation. But for those who understand, they don't have to resort to all these methods and technique, and all the skillful means are optional. If you understand, develop the spiritual faculty, then your meditative mind state will arise naturally, because the mental hindrance will be rooted out. And once the spiritual faculties are established, stabilized, the mental hindrance cannot arise. So that's how you develop the ability to meditate. And the other way, which is faster and simpler, is just to relax body and mind, be at ease, and allow things to be. Let things be. Don't try to know, don't do anything. Maintain awareness. Means this mind, which is naturally already tranquil, still, and peaceful, it will arise. But initially, before your mind has this ability to be aware, you need to let it be, so that whatever that arises, just let it arise. By your heedless thinking, born of your habitual tendency, born of your conditioning, mental hindrance, respond to memory. So all this thinking and thought process, if they are still there, let it arise. Don't try to do anything. Just maintain awareness. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. then if you are patient enough, your mind will slowly transform. The thinking mind, without any further mental energy given by your thought process or your heedless thinking or your mental hindrance, they will slow down and finally subside. Then you will come to know all the sankhara activity, thought activity, they are not intrinsic within our true mind. They are the byproduct of our true mind, depending on how the conditioning takes place and how you become what you are. So awareness-based meditation is to develop this ability to develop the understanding of mind. So if you can just relax, maintain awareness, and let things be, which means you just allow everything to be or silent, then there is no more thinking. But initially, whatever balance of thought process, you don't do anything, it loses its energy to continue. It will slowly, slowly slow down and finally dissipate. Then like suddenly the mind becomes very quiet, very still. Like there's a shift in consciousness. There's no more sankhara activity, no more thought, no more emotion, no more chattering, no more verbalization with it. Everything is just quiet, still. Until you realize that silent within, that is your silent mind, your true mind, your meditating mind. So the purpose of this awareness-based meditation is to allow this to happen so that you can relax, maintain awareness, and just observe until it happens. Then when it happens, you will understand what that nature is. Then you also come to know that the thinking mind, the mundane mind, and that nature, they are very, very close to each other. And without the ability to train your mind to be just aware and completely silent without thought, thinking will arise, sankhara will arise, you cannot stop it. You cannot be in that meditative state of sati or awareness without thought. So hopefully with this explanation, you can do it. So just relax, maintain awareness, silence everything, then allow the mind to settle down and allow your nature to manifest so that you can develop the awareness of this true mind, silent mind within. Then you can use it to observe, to meditate, to insight in the phenomena. So basically, this is what you need to understand and just do it.